Kumlana Blackamara, we are up to Daf Tzadik Aleph Amud Beis, the very last lines, the Mishnah. So two more people are qualified to even come Pesach. Here we're going to talk about a case where they're not qualified. Okay, Oinen. A person who's an Oinen, which you already mentioned before, somebody's immediate relative passed away, and the entire day they're putter from Mitzvah's Mahatera, according to many, and the following night is either Mahatoida Asar as well or Midirabbanan. If the burial takes place on a different day, then the first day the Mahatoida, the rest of the Midirabbanan until after the burial, and then the following night is not Asar. According to the Miri and some others, even the first day, if the day of death, if they bury on that same day, after the burial, they're no longer an Oinen. So says the Mishnah. Oinen. An Oinen. Toivul. Even in Rashi, even though they didn't bury the body yet, they didn't bury the body yet. And Anunis is only by day, and this is the following night. And the following night is only Oinen Midirabbanan. And the Rabbanan are not going to stand in the way of denying this person the opportunity to even Korban Pesach, which is a mitzvah with Koras. Now, the din is that an Oinen, when afterwards he has to go to the mikveh before he can eat kachim, because there was a time that he couldn't eat kachim, so now he wanted to go to the mikveh. And the same thing actually in Chusik Purim. He went to the mikveh on the seventh day. Well, she went to the mikvah, Yoledes went on the seventh day, in Mitzvah, and then the eighth day, they have to bring kabbanas, and after they bring kabbanas, they have to go to the mikvah again, in order to eat kachim. Because since till now, they were not permitted to eat kachim, they required that extra tefillah. So, this Oinen cannot participate until that night. So the Rabbanan decided, no, we're going to suspend the laws of Aninah so that he can participate in the Korban Pesach. So Oinen, Toivul, Va'oichel es Pischel Erev. He goes to the mikvah, and he can eat his Pesach that night. Avaleba kachim, all other kachim, the Rabbanan left their rules in place. You're still an Oinen. If the body wasn't buried, you're still an Oinen. And, or even the body was buried, if it's the first day that he died, you're still an Oinen. Therefore, you cannot participate or partake of other kachim. What about Hashemeya al Mesa? He heard that somebody, a relative, passed away a while ago. That's called Yom Shemua. A Yom Shemua is an Oinen. It's not the day that the person passed away. You heard about it a while later. The din is that day is treated as if you're an Oinen. Or Hamalakid Le'atzamis. If somebody, you know, takes the bones of his parents and moves them somewhere else, then that day, again, you're an Ovel for that day. But at night, you're no longer. So therefore, again, you can participate at Toivul, you go to the mikveh, v'oichel b'kachim. That night, you go to the mikveh again because you couldn't eat kachim during the day. And then, at night, you can join in. So therefore, in this case, you can even eat kachim as well, because at the following night, there's no isa, not even the rabbanon. What about a gesh and his guy by the Pesach? Somebody who converted at the Pesach. Ba'ishamai says, Toivul v'oich b'ledev. So he goes to the mikveh that day, and then he tumas that he has, and then he can eat that night. However, Basil says, Ha'poydish min ha'orlev, somebody became a ger. No, he removed himself from being uncircumcised. Is ke'poydish min ha'gever. We take all the chumras, we'll see the more why, and we say it's as if he was tame for 7 days. As if he was tame for 7 days. So he cannot take part in the Korban Pesach because he is in his tummy. He is tummy. Says the Gemara. In other words, this Basil says every ger requires, after he becomes a ger, to be sprinkled on the third and seventh day. Says he, but in my time, because of my time, what's the reason? Why do we say that an Oinen can take part in the Korban Pesach, but he cannot, but in the Kachim he can't? So we explain. Aninus Lailas on the Rabbon. Aninus at night is only Midirabbonon. Begabe Pesach, Lohemi Debrahim, Bemokon Karis. Comes to Korban Pesach, which is an Isar Karis. We decided to remove the Isar Aninus Rabbonon. Begabe Kachim, Hemi Debrahim, Bemokon Masei. But when it comes to other Kachim, true, there's a mitzvah say, but Ochlo Oysa Mashakupa Behem. There's a mitzvah say for everyone to eat from the carbon, but there's no Karis involved, so we're going to keep our rules in place. That is Osa Midirabbon. If he heard Malakit Atzamis, if he was involved in actually buried or collecting the bones of his parents and moving them somewhere else, forget about that day. Haboy Hazoshes, you forget about being an Oinen for a day. You are also Yatame Meis. So you have to wait 7 days anyway. What are we talking about? Ema Shaliktu Loy Atzamis. Not that he personally collected, they collected on his behalf, but because he's a member of the family, so therefore for him is an Oinen Midrabbon. Gersh and his guy here, Omer Baruch HaNabayich, and the Machlekes, the whole Machlekes is Be'orol Nochri. a or lagoy. An or lagoy cannot become tummy. A goy does not become tummy matter at all, only when it becomes a yid. So Bishama therefore says, as soon as it becomes a yid, he can participate in the carbon. Basil says, we're going to make a gzera. And because next year, let's say he becomes tummy may, so think, well, last year I was a goy, I was tummy, and I came, you know, and I became a yid, and all I had to do was, you know, go to the mikveh, and I was able to participate in Pesach. I think the same thing applies here. So therefore, we decided to make him also so that if he comes tummy next time, he should know that he has to wait 7 days before he becomes pure again, so that he can participate in Korban Pesach. So therefore, you have to wait 7 days. Says the Gemara, "Omer Rav Chanan Birchem, Machlekes Hom Machlekes Baruch Nochi by a goy." By a goy, the Basil Sarek Zayd, we worry. Chabigit Malashon Abba. Maybe the following year, Erev Pesach will come. Tam, maybe Yoyim will say, "Yishtakit last year, Milo Tavalti. All I had to do was go to Mikvah Vachalti and I ate Karm Pesach. No Achshon Nami. Etpal I'll go to Mikvah Vachalit." The Yodi doesn't realize the Yishtakit last year. Nochi Havis a goy. And below Mekabel Tumah, even though he touched Mace and all that, he was not Mekabel Tumah. Goy does not become Tommy Matera. Achsha Yisrael, now he's a Yid, Mekabel Tumah, and he is Mekabel Tumah. Ubeshamai holds, Legazim, not worried. Abel Odel Yisrael, but if let's say Yisrael, for whatever reason, wasn't circumcised. And so therefore, as a Yid, even when he was uncircumcised, he still was Mekabel Tumah, and all the rules of Tumah were applied, like anybody else, no difference. So there's no reason to make Exeter. And David Hakel, everyone agrees, if he was circumcised on Pesach in the morning, at a Pesach, Toivul, he goes to the mikveh, v'oichel es pischel erev, and he eats the Korban Pesach that night, v'loi gazerin on Odo Yisrael, mishum Odo Nochi. We don't make a decree on Odo Yid because of Odo Vagoy. Taste really asks, since when you go, someone gets circumcised, do you have to go to the mikveh? What's this Toivul? And it remains with a question. So others say the toivul here actually is, we're going to learn in Rosh Hashanah, that an Erev Yom Tov, you have to go to the mikveh. Chayv Od Matayis Asay Beregel. So therefore, that's what we mean by a toivul. Toivul means he does a normal mikveh that he goes before Yom Tov, and he goes and participates in Pesach. In fact, we learned the same thing in the Braisa. There's no argument between Bisham Yisrael regarding Odol Yisrael. She toivul goes to mikveh ve'oichel as pischel erev eats the Korban Pesach at night. Aman nechlo. What's the argument? Al oral nochi. The only argument regarding a goy and about this gzeda. B'shama oimin toivul goes to mikveh ve'oichel as pischel erev. He goes to mikveh and eats the Korban Pesach that night. Ubesil oimin. Besil says no. Hapoydish mina orlo. If somebody separates himself from orlo, in other words, he became a yid. So he says that he's kepoydish mina kever, as if he just walked away from a kever. In other words, he has to wait 7 days because Xera next year a mistake can arise if you don't do that. Omar Rabbah says Rabbah, so talking about when the Rabbanim, so basically the mission says the Rabbanim left their Xera of Einim in place, in check, when and that night if it's a carbon kachim, he cannot participate in that carbon. Even though Aninus is only the Rabbanim, we left it, only Pesach we removed it. So you might have a few other examples where the Rabbanon left their Isser in place, even though as a result of that, you'll end up not being able to, you'll be denied the opportunity to do a mitzvah in the Teda. It doesn't matter. Examples. Amar Zerubah. Oral, the case of Oral we just said right now, and the case of Hazor, sprinkling, Busunzi, and the case of Izemel, the knife to use for a bris, and Midu Divrayan, there the Rabbanon let their words remain, even the Mokum Karas. Even in the place of Karis. With Oinen, but there are three other examples. Oinen, when it comes to an Oinen, which in our Mishnah we said here, we removed it. No, it's Oral in our Mishnah that says, Hill said, look, if a guy became a Yid at a Pesach, we're not going to let him bring a Korban Pesach. So we decided, because of a Gzeda, we're worried that next year if he becomes Tami, he thinks, you know, you would go to Mikveh and that's it. Doesn't realize you have to wait 7 days. So we removed from him the ability to bring a Korban Pesach, which is an Isser Karis. So Oral, you have right here in our Mishnah. But an Oinen in our Mishnah, the other way around. By an Oinen, we said that night is only Oinen Rabbanon. We're going to remove that so that he can participate in Korban Pesach. So here we have three examples. Because it's Karis, we took it away. We made it easier, for example. So it says the Gemara here, Oinen, and the case of Mitzray, which Gemara will explain soon, and the case of Beis HaPras, and the case of that field that we know there used to be a grave there, where somebody passed away there, and then it was plowed through and through. And the question is, are there any parts there, any bones left the size of a barley, which are metame, from the Rabbanon, a coin is not going to go there. And nevertheless, that which only is the Rabbanon, and we're going to suspend that Issa sometimes where there's an Issa chorus involved, as Gemara will explain. Let me do the name of Mokum Kaddish. They did not put their words in a place where there's Kaddish. So now I'm going to explain. Odol Hadamin. Odol, we just learned in our Mishnah that we're not going to allow this Ger to participate in Karban Pesach. Hazor. What's the case of Hazor? Don't mind. We learned previously Hazor Shvus. If Erev Pesach falls on the Shabbos, we allow you to do Shchit and all those things. But if you were Tamei, and all you need is a sprinkling, which is only Asher Rabbanon because it looks like they're fixing you up or you might carry in the streets. Shvus is a Isur de Rabbanon. The Einoy Doiches a Shabbos. And we're not going to allow you to do that on Shabbos if Erev Pesach falls on the Shabbos. So the Rabbanon, stuck to the guns. And the third one is Zemo, the knife of a bris. The time we learned, Kashem Sheim Rivino is Rosh Rabbim, just like you know, to carry the knife through Rosh Rabbim, which is for a bris, which is the Isra the Torah. Kach so too, Ein Mevin Oysed Dede Gagas. We're not going to allow you to bring it via the roofs, Dede Chatzedes via the courtyards, even though all of this is only Osim Adurabonon. The Dede Kafifas via these large, open areas, they're large enclosed areas, and we're not going to allow you, even though it's all Osim Adurabonon. And because of that, you're not, what we're talking about the case here is a person, a family, cannot bring a Karban Pesach if one of the members of the family was not circumcised, or even if one of the avodim, one of the servants, were not circumcised. So the whole family, entire family, cannot bring a Karban Pesach. L'chayda, all they have to do is bring this knife, which is only Issa Derabbanan, to enable them to bring the Karban Pesach. We're not going to allow them. Now, we're not worried here about that, what do you call it? We're not, if one of the kids are not gemalut, then that's a problem. There's an issur of karis involved here by not bringing the knife to malot the child. Because when that's not, like, we're talking about the Karban Pesach, not about the milah. Because the milah of a child is not doiche Shabbos unless it's his man. And if it's bizmanoi, he's only 8 days old, how can the child be getting, there's no karis involved, the child doesn't get karis. Who's going to get karis? So when we say that we're talking about Izemel, we're talking about Navera of Karis, we're not talking about the bris itself. Because the bris itself is an 8 day, the only time you do it on Shabbos is if it's an 8 day old child. An 8 day old child, there's no Karis involved. But if he doesn't get Ma'al, how can the child be held accountable? So it must be talking about the fact that they're being denied to bring a Karban Pesach, which involves Karis. And why are they being denied? Because one of the members of the family was not circumcised. Okay, so those are the three cases where the Rabbanan maintained their Isser, even though as a result, they cannot eat the Karban Pesach. Now that three, the Rabbanan suspended their issus to enable them to eat Karban Pesach. Oin and Hodama, we just said, right? That the Oin of the night is the Rabbanan, we're going to remove that so you can participate in Karban Pesach. Metzoyda Mayi, what's the case of Metzoyda? A Metzoyda waited 7 days, went to the mikveh, has to wait for the sun to set. And then on the 8th day, he brings his Karbanos. On the 8th day, a Metzoyda has to be outside of all the camps, but on the 8th day, we're more lenient. He's allowed to go to Machne Leviyah, cannot go Machne Shechina. He's allowed to go to the Har HaBayis, to the Temple Mount, but he cannot go into the Beis HaMikdash itself. So we allow what we do, he goes on the Temple Mount, and the entrance to the Beis HaMikdash, one entrance called Shar Nikoner, which we decided not to sanctify, so that he can stand there in that portal, that he can stand there in that gateway, in that archway. And the idea is because he has to stick his finger in his, his ear, his right thumb, his right toe, so that they can put some of the blood of the carbon on it. And so we enabled him to do that. So on the 8th day, he can go to Machne Leviyah, but not to Machne Shechinah. And he stands there in that gateway, and he sticks his finger in. And that's why we didn't sanctify that particular entrance, Shar Nikoner, in order that the material can go there. And the only part of him that went into the Azorah was his thumb and his toe and his ear. Because if he did walk in the base of Megdush, he'll still be Chayiv Karis. So the time we learned, Metzoyre, what about this Metzoyre? Shechol Shmini Shaloi Be'er Pesach. His 8th day was Er Pesach, right? So then on that day, they bring his Karbanos, everything's fine and good. But the Ra Keri Boy B'yoy. He saw a Keri. Now, if he saw a Keri, not only can't he go into the Machne Shechina, he cannot go into Machne Leviyah either. He cannot go to the Temple Mount, which means he cannot get the blood on his thumb, on his toe, because he can't even get to the Temple Mount. Right? Because a Baal Keri gets sent out of 2 camps. And then he has to go to the mikveh for his Keri. As far as Tzara is concerned, he already went to the mikveh yesterday, but for his Keri, he has to go to the mikveh to him today. And then he's a Tful Yoim, and he still cannot go in yet. Right, because he has to wait till the sun sets. So, but we're going to allow this person. Toivel, he goes to mikvah, which a normal keri does. the oichel, and he can eat. Why? Because we are going to allow him to walk onto the Temple Mount, even though it's a balkedi, to go to that Shah Nikaner and put his thumb through. Why? Omru Chacham, the Chacham said, Afa pi shetful yoim ein aniches, ordinarily a person of tful yoim cannot go two camps, cannot even walk onto the Temple Mount. Zeh nichnes, this guy, we're going to allow him to walk onto the Temple Mount so that he can go to that archway in the Shah Nikaner and stand there and put his thumb inside. Mutav yove asei, she yesh boy koris, better than Asay. A Korban Pesach has Koris and pushes away the Asay She'ein by Koris. And the din that a Tful Yoim cannot enter the Har HaBayis is not Koris. The only time that a Tful that you get Koris is if you actually walk into the base of Megish itself. But a Tful Yoim who should not be going in the Har HaBayis, there's no Koris involved there. The obvious question is, but true, okay, Tful Yoim is not allowed to go into the base of Megish because you get Koris. So how can he stick his thumb in? His thumb, he's standing in the archway, that's not considered Beis HaMikdash, right? We didn't sanctify it, but he's sticking his thumb in. And isn't his thumb now inside the Beis HaMikdash? So we answer him, that's called Bia B'Miktsis. And Bia B'Miktsis is not called an entrance. Since most of his body is still outside, it's just his thumbs and his toe and his ear, it's not considered, a problem. Or, because as far as the Metzoyda is concerned, the Metzoyda clearly said, even though being mixes is awesome, but as far as the Torah clearly said that being mixes mutter, he put his thumb in and all that. And since he's a mitzvah right now, and once the Torah was matter for a mitzvah, so as a valkeri, he's also mutter to put it in. Comes along Rabbi Yechid var Torah. I want you to know that we usually learn that it's awesome ha Torah, but we decided that the mitzvah sev koris is stronger. Korban Pesach is stronger override. I believe the var Torah. I feel that's aim boy. I believe the valkeri not entering the Temple Mount is not even awesome ha Torah. It's only mitzvah rabbanim. Shenemar says in Pasuk, but Yamid Yehoshua Bekal Yehuda, that Yehoshua stood in the camp of Yehuda, Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim, Beis Hashem, Lifnei Chatzer. He stood there before the courtyard, and Yehoshua stood before in the courtyard in the house of Hashem, right before Lifnei Chatzer, Chadosha. It says there, right in front of the brand new courtyard. What do you mean the brand new courtyard? So what happened was, they were being attacked by a number of enemies, so Yehoshua brought everybody together, that they should daven to the Eibishter. And everybody, went to the mikveh then, they all purified themselves so they can be in high madrega. And it says, Yifnei Chatz Chadosha, my Chatz Chadosha, what do you mean the new Chatz? What new courtyard? We're talking about the Har HaBayis, and it's called new. Chadosha, because Shechitche V'Dov, they made a new law that day. And what was the Chiddush they made? They decided to make the Beis Hamikdash even more holy. That a Balkedi should not even walk on Temple Mount. Till then, a Balkedi cannot walk on Beis Hamikdash. But because they took on a new mitzvah. If they want to daven the Eibishter, and davening is not enough until you take on a new mitzvah. What was the new mitzvah? A new hiddur? That the Har HaBayis, the Temple Mount, should be also to a Balkedi. So the whole thing is also with the Rabbanim. And we remove that for the Korban Pesach. Okay, what's the case of Beis HaParas, which is also with the Rabbanim, and we remove that as well? Says the Gemara, Beis HaParas, now we learned that the Shavim, Beis Shammai, and Beis Hillel, the Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, that they both agree, Sheboikin, Lo'ise Pesach, that we investigate this Beis HaParas for those people on behalf of the people who want to bring Korban Pesach. But we're going to be lenient, we're going to let the only way they can get to the Beis HaMikdash is by walking through this area, this field that had a field that was plowed through, we're going to allow them Korban Pesach by doing some investigations. We're not going to be lenient when it comes to Eichel Truma. Wait! Wait, it takes longer to go around, whatever it takes. But you're not going to be lenient. My boykin, how do we investigate? What do we do exactly? I want to be mishmul. Menafeyach beis apras. You blow in front of you. Now remember, the isa is only if you touch a bone, or you lift, or you push it. But if you hover over it, there's no oil when it comes to a bone the size of a lentil. So therefore, what are we worried about? That might be little pieces of bones, fragments of bones the size of a lentil scattered throughout the field. That's what we're worried. And he'll walk and he will push it with his foot, and then he'll become tamei, because that's called tumas hesed. So therefore, by blowing with your mouth in front of you, and anything in front of you that any large pieces, they will blow away, or you'll see it. And if it's very tiny, and even though you won't see it, the fact that you blow it, it's so light and so small, it will be automatically pushed away. And therefore, and there's no oil. Why is no oil? Because in order to become tumas oil, you need either Revi'ez Dam, or we need the skeleton, we need Roiv Gufay, and Roiv Minyan, most of the bones. So, that's what you do. And Rabbi Yehuda Bar Abaye, Mashmei Rabbi Yehuda Amar, he says, there's another way, Beis HaParas Shenidish, if a lot of people trampled or walked over this particular area, so then we assume that they already trampled on it, and anything was there must have pushed it away. And therefore, all you have to check is check whether this is a Niddush. If it was looked like lots of people walked over this particular area, then Torah. But when it comes to Truma, we're not going to rely on that, because who said you have to go through this Pesach Brazil? Don't why rely on anything? Why rely on Kula? Just walk around it. So therefore, so again, here's an example of Rabbanan that we are very lenient. Taser brings that the Mishnah actually says there's another way of checking by picking up all the sand and putting through a sift, a sieve, and then seeing any and trapping any of the bones and everything else that was left over. So we're talking about a case over here, says Taser, that you already walked through the Beis HaPras, and they're asking Shiloh, what should I do? So they said, was it trampled already? Or did somebody go and blow it? And then we say it's all right. And that Mishnah is talking about the Chatzilah, you want to go through, then you just put it through a sieve, which is, takes a lot longer. Hadna Locha Isha, we're starting now the ninth Pedic. Misha Hayatameh. Here's interesting. We're going to have a Gemara that learns the Mishnah one particular way, but the Rambam and all the Poskim, when they pass in the Pshat and the Mishnah a totally different way, which is quite fascinating. Okay, so the Mishnah says, Misha Hayatameh, if somebody was Tameh, that's what the Poskim says in Baal HaYitzchad, that somebody was impure, somebody was far away. Didn't do Pesach Rishon, Yaseh Sasheni, he should do the Pesach Sheni. What about Shogag? If you inadvertently didn't bring Pesach Rishon, Einanis, you weren't Tomei, you weren't Derech Rechoike, but a Shogig happened. It's an accident. A Shogig, you forgot that it was out of Pesach. Or Nenis, you couldn't. Something happened. The government is a restricted movement. You couldn't go. V'loy Asa. We'll see in the Marlena Machlek is a V'loy Asa. It just means, and you didn't bring Karn Pesach. Or V'loy Asa is a third category. Deliberately, you didn't bring Karn Pesach. And still, you have an opportunity to make it up. Esarich and Yas, Esarich make the first Pesach, then Yas and Sheni, these people also can make it up. So you don't have to be a Tam de la Choyke, a Shegi, an Einis, and we'll have a Machlekes regarding Mezi. Imkain, if so, we'll see by Mezi what happens. Imkain, Lama Nema Tomei Shevi de la Choyke, if you're telling me that there's no difference between Tam de la Choyke and Einis and Shegi, so why is it trying to highlight those two cases? Just say, if you didn't bring Pesach, you shouldn't bring a Pesach Sheni. She'elu p'turim ha'kodesh ve'elu chayav ha'kodesh. These are pot and these are chayiv. Now the Gemara is going to learn she'elu p'turim goes on all four. In other words, if it comes Pesach Sheni and you didn't do it, all four you don't get kodesh. But the mazid guy, if he didn't bring Pesach Sheni, then he has no excuse and he gets kodesh. However, in halacha we teach elu is category number one. If somebody was tamid el chayke and then it comes Pesach Sheni and the mazid they didn't bring, there's still no kodesh involved. But if somebody was an oinus or a shegig, and they didn't bring Pesach Rishon, so we told them you have an opportunity to make it up. Come Pesach Sheni, they just didn't want to. They would be mazed, then they will get kodesh. That's how they learn halacha. Okay, says the Gemara, it will be learned, let's say you were far away. What happens if you send someone on your behalf to shech for you? Is that good enough? And Abishachter, the girl of Nach, says, Hurt, fantastic. It's been accepted. Davish accepted carbon, as we'll soon see with the reason for that. Even though you were der chayke and you were potter, but if you send somebody, matay v'manoim. However, Rav Sheish Namal Hurtzah was not accepted. What do you mean? Nachman Hurtzah, Meichus Chalamanu Lav, Teh Had Achmanus, you're far away, okay, I'll give you a second chance. But if you want to be Mahadin and make sure that you're part of the first Pesach, but beautiful, the Aved Tavla Brocha, if you did it, fantastic. Rav Sheish Namal Hurtzah, once the Teh Had Mitchidachi Rachmanu, Ketameh, once the Teh Had pushed you away, you're just like a Tameh. A Tameh, we said before, cannot send. Well, we had an opinion, so Tameh cannot send someone to do on his behalf. So too, if you're derech rechoike, you cannot send. The mitzvah is taken away from you, so there's no point. You cannot send someone to do it on your behalf. How can someone do something for you if you yourself don't even have the mitzvah? Amar Nachman Nachman said, "But no, I mean, how do I know?" Nachman, how do I know that? Nah, it says in our Mishnah right here, "Misha hayotame." It says if someone's tame derech rechoike, v'loy osa sedition. If he happened not to do the first Pesach, then yasa sheni. Sounds like, but if he did the first Pesach, then you don't have to. It's as if it's his choice. Now, obviously, we're not talking about Tomei, because Tomei, you don't have a choice. Miklal doesn't approve the boy of it. But if you want to, he could have done. But Rav Sheish is Omar, Rav Sheish is says, no. Ihochi, if you're going to learn, La'asa means that he didn't do it. No, you have a choice. Sefer, it says in the Sefer, Tony says, Shogag Oinenis. If somebody was a Shogig, or somebody was an oinus, v'loy osa esedition, did not do the first day, yas es asheni, she do the second day. Are you going to translate also, and v'loy osa, and they had an option, they didn't do it? What do you mean? If it was a shegi, he didn't have a pesach, what option did he have? Or if it was an oinus, he wanted to do it, but he couldn't, so what option did he have? How are you going to learn that? Mektoni v'loy osa, meklal di boy of it, are you going to learn to try also if he wanted, he could have done it? Had he shogak, he didn't know it was at a pesach, or had he nenes, he knew it was at a pesach, he wanted to come, but they didn't let him. Elamezit Ktani Badai. When it says Velei Asa, it's a third case. And you should read the Mishnah if you're a Shegig or an Oinus, or Velei Asa. You just deliberately decide not to do it. Even a Mezit is given a second opportunity. So if we learn that Velei Asa is a third case, so in the first part of the Mishnah, when it says there, Tomei Delchoike, Velei Asa is also a third case. And what's that? Hachinami Oinim Ktani Badai. We're talking about an Oinim. And we're talking, when it says v'loy osa, means he had a choice. We're talking about an onion. We learned just before that an onion can have someone doing it on his behalf. And because that night he can participate. And he didn't. And he had a choice. That's v'loy osa, an onion. So each v'loy osa is a new case. Says the Gemara, Omer Rav Asher, Masin Avadeka, in fact, the Mishnah proves, like Rav Sheshet, Tony, it says, the following are potter of chav chayv. Ahai, what do you mean? What's he talking about? Ahai, who's chayv mekaris? And we're learning right now. Pshat, we're talking about the first Pesach. Ilema ashegig v'nenes shoynev nekarin or shegig v'nenes a chayv karis. Why the chayv karis? It was a shegig. He didn't know it, or it was an oinus. What should he do? El olav amazed. And is that what you're talking about? Amazing. The oinin, you're talking about amazing and an oinin, and these two people, because they had a choice and they decided not to do it, therefore, they are chayiv and kodesh. The chayiv and kodesh. So the Gemara, no. When the Mishnah says at the end, the Elu Chayovin Bekaris, we're not talking about Oinin or Mezid. Ramach says, I agree with you. And in the Sefer of the Mishnah, when it says Vilay Asa, is talking about a Mezid. I agree that part with you. But the first part of the Mishnah, which says Vilay Asa, it's referring to the Derech Rechayke that he had a choice. We're not talking about an Oinin. La'elam a Mezid L'chuda. We're talking about the Sefer when it says Vilay Asa is only Mezid. So there is no einin. So how come this says in the plural the elu chayavin ba'karis? These are chayiv and karis. L'chayda, there's more than just one. There's two. The way the Rav Sheshet learned, we're talking about an einin, and we're talking about a mezid. The other ones were chayiv and karis because they had an option. They could have done it. They didn't. So, but are you saying that the first part of the Mishnah is talking about v'lei osa? It's not a third case, just describing the derech chayker, and he didn't take up, he didn't send someone in his place. So then he has a pesach sheni. So really, only one person is chayiv karis, and that is the mezid. If so, why? Does it say in plural? Uvedinu deboyle mister chayiv. You're right. You shouldn't have said chayiv. You should have said the word chayiv, single form. The high diktoni, and the reason why it says chayavin. You know what it says chayavin? I did the Tana Reisha Pturim because the first case it says, and these are not a potter, I'm talking about four cases, they're all potter from Karis. So they don't say the Chayavin, it says Chayavin. Only to, you know, the style of the Mishnah. But don't read into it as if we're talking about two cases, we're talking about one case. Says Gemara further, Rashi has a question. Okay, no worry. How do I know? My din, the Tanya, we learned. Give me because it says Nema, it says Tome, it says Derech Rechayka. Indicate the two examples are one was Tome LeNefesh, or you were Derech Rechayka. Says Abkiva, Ma Tome, just like the Tome. She's Sipik. The Yodei Lasa is, just like the person who's Tome could physically, technically bring a carbon, but the Halacha does not allow him to, and the Torah does not allow him to do it. Derech Rechayka Nami. Derech Rechayka also is talking about a case. They could have sent someone on his behalf and say, look, do me a favor, you're close, you bring the carbon, I'm coming and join you tonight. But the Torah does not allow him. So we see clearly from her that this Bryce supports Rav Sheshet, that someone's Derech Rechayka, the mitzvah was taken away from him, he was robbed from the mitzvah, and you cannot have somebody stepping in his place. But Nachman says, that doesn't bother me. Because that's Rabbi Akiva's alone opinion. Why is he alone opinion? But Nachman Omloch, Rabbi Akiva the Taimei. Rabbi Akiva is consistent with his view. The Kesavah, he's of the view, Ein Shechtin V'Zerkin Al Tomei Sheretz. He holds that somebody is Tomei, does not have an option to, it was taken away from him, cannot send someone to, you know, he cannot be part of a current Pesach, even though that night he is Torah. Nevertheless, right now, he's Tomei, cannot be part of it. And that's what he's talking about there. That's what he's saying. Just like a tummy, that today is his last day and everything else, and that night he can participate in the current Pesach. And nevertheless, you cannot participate in the current Pesach by day, so you don't include him in. So therefore, also a derech chayka cannot be included. But we paskin that you could include him in. That sheichtim v'zoken, if it's his last day. And since we paskin, I hold that you could include him, so therefore derech chayka also could be included. And I hold, Kiman Domo says, sheichtim v'zoken al tamei sheretz. You do shecht, and you do sprinkle on somebody who's a tamei sheretz. Okay, let's stop here and continue tomorrow, mitzvah Hashem.